fast approaching 14 minutes past nine here on your community radio station, Adelaide's Coast FM. Rob McLennan with you. And of course, at about quarter past nine each week, we have a different segment where we try and chat with someone. And now on a monthly basis, we're going to be chatting with someone from Rotary. You've heard me mention Rotary many, many times, but it's not going to be too in-house. We're going to be really pitching our conversation at you, because you possibly know nothing about Rotary. And so my first guest on the phone is Fiona Biederman, and she's the District 9510 Membership and Public Image Director. And in the studio with me is Mike Stevens, and he's with the Rotary E-Club of District 9510 Online. Interestingly, on Monday night, I went to visit a Rotary Club. We went to the Campbelltown Club. They've got 76 members. What a vibrant club. I've never been there before. They were just terrific and made me very, very welcome. They're a very successful club, and interestingly, though, a very traditional club. You know, they meet on a Monday night, as I said, and they go through all the formalities that most Rotary clubs are familiar with. However, online is something quite different, and Fiona suggested that I chat to Mike and find out why he wanted to join an online club. So, Mike, good morning to you.
Hello, Rob.
So, tell me, why? What was the attraction of you were a member of the Adelaide Club?
I was
the biggest and the oldest Rotary Club in South Australia, and quite traditional. And you've joined an online club.
That's right, because I found that most of my interests within Rotary were with the younger people. Within Rotary, there's a group called Rotaract.
Yes.
And I found that I was working with them, and I needed to stay a member of Rotary.
Yes.
And all of the good things that Rotary is on about.
Yes.
And service above self. But I wanted to have the freedom and the flexibility to be able to work with the young ones.
Yep.
Actually, they call me the club dad. Not sure whether it's good or bad, but and being a member of the online club meant that I had that freedom and flexibility to go almost anywhere within Rotary.
So you don't have to go to a weekly or fortnightly meeting.
We have a fortnightly get together,
right?
But we do it online.
Yes. Whereas the club that I belong to, we meet fortnightly and we go to breakfast.
Yep.
Fiona, you're a member at Seaford, and you're a little bit different again. Your club meets, is it fortnightly?
We meet fortnightly, but we don't have a location. So our last meeting was in the Bunnings. So we meet in very different places, so again different.
Absolutely. So, Mike, so tell us, how does online work for someone who's not very good with computers?
Oh, you don't have to be good or bad with computers. That's
right.
The good thing about it. It's you simply get the email that's got a link on it. You click on the link.
Yep.
And the computer does the rest. And
uh-huh.
The next thing you know, you're sitting there in front of your monitor with a dozen faces.
Yep.
On the screen in front of you. And you just talk and interact.
Okay. So it's a little bit like last year in particular, and possibly the year before, where our club had to resort to Zoom meeting.
Yep.
as we did here at Coast FM too, when I was on the board, because that was the only way we could get together. So it's similar.
It's similar. We use Zoom,
right,
as our platform.
Yes.
But what it does for us as a Rotary Club, and why we sort of keep doing it even though COVID is not so demanding, mm-hmm. is that it gives us the ability to interact with people anywhere around the world.
And I know that having chatted to you off air, that you've got members obviously here in Adelaide.
Yes.
in Nepal, Ethiopia.
Yes.
Sydney.
Yes.
And possibly,
right,
elsewhere.
And wherever.
Right.
That's right. Mm. So as long as the time suits,
yes,
it's not 3 o'clock in the morning or anything like that,
mm,
you can join us and take part in our meetings.
Right. And are there several of these online Rotary clubs?
Oh, there's quite a few around the world.
Right.
And there's quite a few in Australia as well. So you don't have to just join with the Adelaide-based one. You can join with the Sydney-based one, as we,
yes,
know. You met somebody recently.
I did.
Who's,
yes,
who's
I'm,
in that,
yes,
situation?
I did. Yes, yes,
yeah.
She's a member of the Sydney club.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm. In fact, one of our members used to live in Tanzania, And I met him through another volunteering thing that I do.
Yes.
And I said, hey, Akhil, would you like to get back into Rotary? And this suits him fine. Right. And he can use his contacts back in Rotary. In fact, we've heard from somebody in Tanzania.
Mm.
And yeah, so that's what it does.
Yes, it's interesting, and I'm sure Fiona, you found it as well, that in this day and age, people are time poor, particularly people in their late 30s and 40s through to their 50s. They've got families, careers, mortgages, perhaps private school fees, a whole variety of issues, and so we are time poor. Those people are certainly time poor, and so organisations like Rotary and Lions and Kiwanis and others have all found membership difficult.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I guess when I met Mike the other week, we were both lucky enough to be up in the Clare Valley, and we were talking about the online club. That's what really appealed, and I think that is a problem we face in membership, and service clubs like Rotary and Lions and the others need to find ways to still be relevant for busy families. I mean, you've got to find a way that people can still be a part of something. People still want to volunteer. They still want to be involved with making a difference. But turning up at a weekly meeting is not always the best way to do that. Which is why I thought it would be really great to talk to Mike, because I was intrigued by the fact that they have somebody, you know, in a place like Ethiopia that's dialing in, and that's where they're doing projects. I think that's amazing sort of connection that Rotary enables. You don't have to look at the traditional all the time.
No, exactly, Fiona. And Mike, I'm assuming that we have male and female, and
yep.
Is age an issue?
No.
Right.
No, although I'm the average age of Rotary, but we do have some younger and we do have some older people.
Mm.
One of the things I think the E-Club can really offer is give people a chance to sort of suck it and see.
Mm-hmm.
You can, without giving yourself a full weekly
commitment.
3 or 4 hours commitment,
yes.
The hour to get there and the hour to get home.
Yes.
You can come on from your own home,
yes.
With your own wine that you choose,
yes.
And you can just listen to what we're doing and listen to the way we're doing it.
Yes.
So still, and then, particularly if you can't get to a club, then you can branch out if you want to and join a regular club.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that's one of the things that we can sell, one of the benefits that we've got.
Yes. I belong to a small club. We've got 26 members, and as I said, we're a breakfast club and we meet on South Terrace in the city. And we try and get involved, obviously, in community projects. And one of the ones that we've been working on for the last two or three, at least 3 years, if not four, is assisting Catherine House, which is... provides emergency shelter for women in crisis, and that's just one of the things that they do. And they've got a number of different addresses around the city of Adelaide, and we've been helping with doing remakes of all their gardens. And in fact, we were there last Saturday morning, a whole crew of us working on that. And so that's a local project that we've thrown ourselves into. How does an online club, with members in Nepal and Ethiopia and elsewhere, how do you guys get together to do projects?
Okay. Because we're online, getting the club members together to do a project physically,
of course,
is not possible.
No.
But as I said when I was talking about flexibility,
yes.
If I want to join with something that the Rotary Club of Adelaide is doing,
yes.
I can do that.
Oh, okay.
If I want to get my involvement in the Rotary Club at Adelaide Uni in particular,
yes.
then I can do that too.
Okay.
The other thing I can do is support Valerie's work in Ethiopia.
Yes.
But I can also advocate. And this is one of the things that I think, because we're in online,
yes.
we've got much more ability to communicate electronically
yep.
And through the ether, as we all do now,
yes.
And to advocate.
Yes.
So we can draw people together.
Sure. And most probably... you're more appropriately set up to help with international projects too.
Ah, yes, but I want to change that.
Right.
I really see a need in our local community.
Okay.
A lot of stuff that Rotary does internationally.
Yeah.
We've got the need here.
Yes, we have.
It's blindingly obvious.
Yeah.
So I I think we can do that too.
Yep. And Fiona, you're a member of the Seaford Club, and of course that's very much our catchment area down there. Lots of people who listen to Coast FM live down south, as well as all over Adelaide, but particularly down south. What type of project, local community project, has Seaford done in of late?
So probably there's a couple that we have on the go at the moment. You spoke about Catherine House. I guess if you look down south, look anywhere in any city, there's need. We do a lot of work with Coolock House, which is obviously families escaping domestic violence, that sort of thing. So we do a lot of contribution down there. We're also, there's a new one that's just gone down, and I know they've just got grant approval down there from the local council, that they're looking at a community garden sort of thing at Seaford, which is really exciting. That's still in the planning stages, so our guys have been watching that because that's something that we want to get in on. We do a lot with local providers down there. So with the local schools, we're in at one of the local schools down there. we provide Santa, which is a really cool thing.
Yes.
But helping with a lot with children that are disadvantaged. So we do work with Breakfast Bellies, which I think we spoke about last month.
You did.
Some of that sort of stuff down there. Really, the thing that we do down there, which is partnering with our local council and partnering with our local community groups. If there's something going on and they need support, and it's not only our Rotary Club, that's what Rotary is good at. They're very good at those partnerships and things in the community. I think one of the greatest things we did with one of the other clubs that I was working with was we put out a call, and we do a lot of Bunnings, and I kind of get a little... I get on my high horse because people think Rotary is about cooking sausages, and it's not. It's an enabler that helps us do the stuff we do in the community. It's just a fundraiser. Cool. But we actually put out a call to the local community of, what do you want to see? What projects do you think our community needs? And that's what Rotary clubs are always looking for.
Yes.
If you have a need in your community, go and find your local Rotary club, whether it's online or whether it's in person. Go and talk to them, because they have the capability to partner with any community group that needs something in the local community.
Beautifully put, Fiona. Thank you. And at 26 minutes past nine, the final word from you, Mike, people listening to us and thinking, gosh, I've thought about joining Lions or Kiwanis or Rotary. How do they inquire about the possibility of joining an online Rotary club?
Okay, the best thing to do is to have a look at our webpage, which is rotaryeclub.org.au. And when you get on there, you'll see there's a contact us section.
Mm-hmm.
So you can certainly use that to send an email to our administrative person.
Yes.
We'll go from there. Somebody will be in touch.
That's great. And the club that you belong to, I'll just repeat that, it's the Rotary E-Club of District 9510 online.
That's right.
Mike, many thanks for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
Really good of you to come here into the studio. And Fiona Biederman, who's the membership and public image for Rotary for District 9510, she's on the phone. Fiona, thank you for joining me this morning as well.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I guess the beauty of what I do is I get to meet people like Mike and hear about the cool stuff that's happening and bring into your awareness.
Very good. Fiona, many thanks.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Okay. And thanks again, Mike.
No worries, Rob.